James Bowie and William Barrett Travis are two of the famous names to defend the Alamo. Perhaps the most well-known of those inside the walls on March 6, 1836, was a former congressman from Tennessee. The story of how he wound up at the Battle of the Alamo is today's edition of The American Countryside. When people remember the defenders of the Alamo, there's often one name that leaps to the top of the list.
The person who probably does the most to make the Alamo story an American story is David Crockett from Tennessee.
As Dr. Bruce Winders, curator and historian, explains, Crockett was a powerful member of the Whig Party. His influence caused another politician to want him defeated.
President Andrew Jackson, who's also from Tennessee, uses his political machine to have Crockett defeated. And then Crockett comes to Texas more or less as, well, I've lost the election, I need some time to reflect.
Crockett seems to have fallen in love with Texas.
He writes a letter home, calls Texas the garden spot of the world. Now, on a day like today, you could probably say that's true. Obviously, he wasn't here in August.
He could see that Texas was moving toward establishing their own government.
What he says to his family is that they're forming a government and there'll be a place for someone like me. And so what he sees in the Texas Revolution really is the chance to continue his public service, but just in a different place.
Texas did declare its independence in April of 1836, but Crockett died defending the Alamo just a month and a half prior. Although he never held office in Texas, he is revered as a hero of the road to freedom. Traveling the countryside in San Antonio, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.